The mission is simple: to help high achievers naturally eliminate emotional and physical obstacles so they can optimize their life for higher achievement. Welcome. You have just entered the Genesis Zone.
Good day, and welcome to the Genesis Zone show. This is Dr. Brian Brown. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on this beautiful Thursday. Have you ever gotten sick after or around the time of an emotionally stressful event and wondered why this happened? Maybe you've never even thought about it, or maybe you know someone who's had this happen. Well, in today's show, I'll share some pretty amazing information about a medical approach used in approximately 36 countries worldwide that looks for hidden emotion trapped in your body that appears to cause short-term illness and even long-term or chronic illness. Now, curiously, and unfortunately, not surprisingly, this method of medical care isn't used in the United States. But we will take a look at how this medical approach could help bring about resolution of those trapped emotions to help you optimize your health and wellness. Okay. I'm not going to beat around the bush at all. The method of this new medical philosophy and this practice technique that I'm talking about is called German New Medicine. German New Medicine. It all started with a German physician in 1978. Dr. Reich Gerd Hammer was head of the oncology department at the University of Munich Medical School in Germany. Shortly after the tragic and unfortunate loss of his son due to a gunshot wound, Dr. Hammer was diagnosed with testicular cancer. Now, being the scientist that he was, he couldn't help but wonder if the two were related, his son's death, the grief over his son's death, and the testicular cancer. So he immediately began pouring through the charts and records of previous oncology patients who he had treated in the past. He was astonished to find that there was, in fact, a strong correlation between emotional stress and the timing of their cancer diagnoses. Now, most, if not nearly all, of his previous oncology patients had experienced significant trauma or loss prior to being diagnosed with cancer. By 1981, he published a postdoctoral thesis titled "The Five Biological Laws of New Medicine." His thesis defense, unfortunately, caused quite a ruckus in the German medical community, and they gave him an ultimatum to either denounce his beliefs and his research or have his contract with the university revoked. In 1986, Dr. Hammer was stripped of his medical license in Germany on the grounds of, and I quote, "refusing to conform to the principles of standard medicine." Now, thankfully, his research did not stop, and he was able to extend his cancer discovery to nearly every chronic and acute disease known to modern medical practice. Sadly, Dr. Hammer ended up having to leave his home country of Germany to live in exile in Spain due to the constant harassment by the German and subsequently later French officials and French authorities. He lived in exile in Spain from 1997 until the time of his arrest after being tried in international court in France. He was extradited to France in 2004 to serve a 3-year sentence for grounds of, and again I quote, "fraud and complicity in the illegal practice of medicine." Now, keep in mind, these charges brought against him by the French government were levied against him based on the fact that papers that he had written had been translated into French. He didn't translate them. They were just subsequently translated into French. And he had never even spoken to or seen the French citizens in question who followed the tenets of his papers, but he was found guilty anyway. He served 2 of the 3 years in a French prison and returned to his home in Spain until he was forced to leave Spain, his exile country, in 2007. At that time, he moved to Norway, where he lived in exile again until the time of his death on July the 2nd, 2017, at the age of 82 years. Now, why do I tell you this story of this Dr. Hammer from Germany? Well, we have to ask the question, what was the discovery that Dr. Hammer had and had discovered that the medical establishments of multiple countries got their feathers ruffled about? Well, in the simplest of layman's terms, his new practice philosophy could be simplified into 2 basic points. Number one, negative trapped emotion can and often does cause illness. And number two, negative trapped emotion can be released by changing your thinking. Let that sink in a moment. Negative trapped emotion can and often does cause illness, and negative trapped emotion can be released by simply changing your thinking. That's what ruffled the feathers of the traditional medical establishment. Is it possible that in the 1970s and the 1980s, that Dr. Hammer had tapped into the foundations of epigenetics as we know it today, that our external environment, as well as our internal environment, such as our thoughts, our energetic frequencies, our biochemistry, affects the physical structures and functions of the body to the point that it leads to dis-ease? In case you're scratching your head right now, let me put it like this, and we'll use Dr. Hammer as an example. I don't think he would mind. I think he would actually like this example. His son was tragically shot. Now, I don't know about you, but I know how I would react. And I don't know for certain if this is how it played out. But I imagine that as a father, and it could have easily been a mother situation, but as a father, Dr. Hammer, who was a white-collar professional who spent decades of his life in medical training and possibly missed a lot of his son's formative years, did Dr. Hammer have feelings of guilt, shame, and regret for not being there for his son when his son tragically died? And could this guilt, shame, and regret lead to illness or even cancer? It's a scenario that's certainly possible, at least according to Dr. Hammer's beliefs. And I think Dr. Hammer would agree with that scenario. So what are we to do with this information? That's the question. As I pointed out in prior episodes of the Genesis Zone show, thinking positively impacts your DNA. And the research and work of people like Dr. Joe Dispenza are giving us right now, they are giving us the proof that we need to move forward with these beliefs and these practice principles. Are we there yet where it's going to be mainstream? No, I think we're far from it. I think we're 20 or more years away from it, despite the impact that people like Dr. Joe Dispenza are making in the world. Now, this past weekend, I attended the 4th and final training on using the mind to bring about emotional and physical healing. Now, this final 4-day workshop focused on many of the principles of German New Medicine. The brain and body are infinitely more intelligent than we give them credit for. And I believe that every single person's body and mind has the desire and capability to heal. I believe that every single cell in our body has the programming to heal. But I also believe that blockages to the flow of healing can occur for one reason or another. Now, having practiced psychiatry since 1998 and now doing functional psychiatry and genetic work, I believe, as Dr. Hommer did, that our body stores emotion. Now, the good news is this: that emotion that's stored can be released. It can be unlocked. It's kind of like a beaver dam that blocks the flow of water downstream. And all of the villages and towns downstream, they thirst for water. But the only solution is to release the beaver dam, clear the beaver dam, so that the water begins to flow again. That's exactly what we do with these trapped emotions. We just release them. So I have to ask you this question. What emotional beaver dams do you have in your life or in your body? If you want to explore what's going on with those blockages, you're even wondering if you have blockages, but you've been dealing with some nagging symptoms, some nagging illness type stuff. Maybe it's not even got an official name yet. You just know that you don't feel right. You feel bad. And you want to explore what's there, what's blocking your progress from feeling better. Please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Dr. Brian G. Brown and just message me, ask your question. I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have. If you're the curious type and somewhat of a self-starter and want to know about how DNA can impact your health as much as your thoughts can, then I've created a self-paced masterclass on the topic. It's called the Gene Hack Bootcamp. So you can go to drbriangbrown.com/genehack/bootcamp to register for free. Tune in next Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time for our next In the Zone segment, where I'll be sharing the latest research as it relates to optimizing your genetics, your bioelectric signals in your body, your biochemistry, and your thoughts. And most importantly, how we use those to optimize your physical and emotional wellness journey. Most informed and most trusted, most grateful that you spent this time with us today. Until next time, stay in the zone. I'm Dr. Brian Brown.